Back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WTTN. And really glad to be talking with Colin Murray, the executive director of Dayton by Local. Colin, thanks for hanging with me the first part of the show and talking about all these great things. Now, you and I had a little exchange not too long ago where you were talking about, okay, things are getting better. We look like we're coming out of the pandemic. Things are opening up with the weather and other things, right, for businesses. Larger groups can be put together safely. And you said there's some feelings. So how are our businesses feeling right now? What kind of things are you hearing from local business owners?
Yeah, you know, this is a question that I get quite often is what are you hearing out there from your local businesses? And basically the answer is it's a mixed bag. You know, some businesses actually thrived during the pandemic, and that's great. Good example would be grocery stores. You know, they really took off during that time. In fact, it was probably they were overwhelmed at times with what was happening at the grocery store and trying to find toilet paper, which seems like just a very bizarre thing to me, but whatever. You know, that's great for those sorts of industries that did well.
Colin,
and then there's others.
I think there's another Captain Underpants book that's going to be based off of that. I really do. I think there's another edition coming. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. All right. And there's others that really it didn't affect them one way or the other. But you know, I would say the vast majority of our members really did feel negative effects of the pandemic this past year plus at this point. You know, I was talking to one of the restaurant members a couple of weeks ago and getting feedback from them. And they said, you know, one day we'll have just a handful of customers that'll be into the restaurant, sitting down, enjoying a meal. And then the next day we're slammed. Mm-hmm. And so it's very up and down at this point. It's not consistent like it used to be where they could count on, you know, certain days we're going to be really busy and we need extra staff and we need this, we need that. It's very inconsistent as far as business is concerned. And I'm hearing that from a number of retail businesses as well. It's very up and down, very inconsistent, and you just can't really get a pattern going at this point. So that obviously makes it challenging for businesses to try to plan things, try to figure out how to operate their business. But, you know, the one thing that I notice consistently is how optimistic they are. They just always, you know, it's like, we're going to make it. We're going to be okay. We've gotten through the worst of it. You know, one business owner said, I think we're 80% through the pandemic now at this point. You know, we just got that last 20%, that last push to make it through. So I love the optimism that I'm hearing from consistently from business owners. You know, it definitely is a positive thing that they want to make it. They've got their heart and soul in these businesses. You know, it's just really important to them to be able to survive and be able to move on. I would say one of the biggest challenges that I'm hearing right now is staffing and trying to find enough employees. That has become a huge problem. And there's some things that I'm working on behind the scenes right now to try to help address some of that. There's no easy solution, obviously, to it. It isn't just a matter of putting a sign in the window and people come flooding in, because they don't. But there are some other things that can help. And so I'm working on some things there that might be able to help address some of that. And hopefully we'll be able to release that here in the next couple of weeks as far as staffing issues are concerned and how we can help from the angle of Dayton by Local. Another issue that we hear out there is cash flow. So a lot of these businesses are, you know, they've gone through all of their reserves for the business. In many cases, their personal savings have now been depleted as well. And, you know, they're at the end of the rope and they're 80% of through the pandemic. And it'd be a shame to lose them at this point. You know, they've made it through all this difficult time. And so, but cash is an issue at this point. So again, we have a couple of things that we can help with. So if someone finds themselves in that place, please reach out to me. One of them that's coming up very soon that I've talked about is the third round of grant dollars from Dane County. It does look like that'll get released here in the next couple of weeks. We'll be able to start taking applications. We'll make an announcement on that as soon as we can. But I've got a couple of other things as well that I'm aware of There aren't part of Dame by Local, but other programs out there. I'm happy to talk to anyone that's out there to discuss those things with them. So yeah, those are some of the things that I'm hearing from the business owners out there.
A couple of observations off of that are, one, support is still needed, right, to continue on to get people through this. So that is critical. So for the, you know, a lot of people thinking, okay, we're moving on, we're past things and it's all fine now and businesses can just jumpstart and move forward and get the revenue back. It doesn't work like that. This is going to be just as long as it took us to kind of adapt to the situation, it's going to take us close to that amount to kind of build back. Because you're right, customers, how do you get a feel on that? Some customers are going to be apprehensive to go back into places, especially if there's a lot of people there. And so, you know, I will say, you know, the restaurants and so many businesses across the board have done such a great job at being careful and trying to maintain all of these things so people can be safe and create a safe environment to welcome people back. But there's still a hurdle to overcome there. And the businesses are going to need that support in the meantime, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that was just released the other day is Dane County is relaxing some of the restrictions on restaurants and retail and so forth, where it's 75% of capacity now, starting next week, that they'll be able to do that. But particularly in restaurants, in many cases, that doesn't really change anything for them. It sounds good on paper, 75% occupancy, but they still have to maintain that social distancing. And because their dining room is the same size, it hasn't expanded, they can't really grow anymore, you know, adding more tables, chairs to the floor to be able to accommodate more people. So it definitely is a challenge that's out there with the restaurants, and it's going to be for a while.
Yeah. Support your local businesses. There are other ways, of course, if you're not comfortable fully going back in person. Again, all of them still offering, you know, carry out and pickup options where you can order online, you can call in orders, you can work with reps at the businesses to put those together. And they've been very accommodating. Look, they want to serve their customers and we want to support them. So go local, be local, and stay local, as I always say. Colin, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here today. We'll be back in just a little bit. Colin, have a great rest of your Saturday, okay?
You too. Thanks, Jason.